صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. One more salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi alillah. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنكحوا الأيام منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم. This is salawat one more time all together. In the beginning I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bless us with the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah include us in the rahmat and the blessing of this month. And may Allah provide us best of the tawfiqat during this month. Although, while people will start gathering, so we would like to start our program. And the subject that I had chosen is very interesting. It's interesting for everybody. And don't worry about the people, because I started my tabligh in a place where we were just counting the people. So it was sometimes two people sitting, and secretary used to say, "Maulana, please go on the member." So I had to go. There was no other choice that you have to start. Also in hadith it's been said that you should not count on the people. They will start joining, because we have to really be strict with our time and with our program. Because when you like to have a program, then you should not count upon the people, but you should start your program and then see that if people, they start joining. And that was the case with Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. He did not start with the large beginning. Of course, there was only one personality, that was his wife, and then his brother Amirul Mu'mineen. So these were only two personalities where he started his tabligh. As he was told, "Qum fa anzir," that you have to stand up and warn the people. And then going into that public, which was completely public of the ignorant people. They were all Badan, Makkah, all Bedouin of the Makkah, and within them speaking like Prophet, peace be upon him, a personality who's chosen within the Prophets, Sayyidul Anbiya. When he starts speaking within those people, some of them, they were just laughing. Right? What is he saying? Does he say that I'm a prophet of Allah? Oh my God, you know, he's an orphan. And he thinks that he can be prophet as well. Then some of them, they were just blaming Abu Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, your nephew has become prophet. Think about him. He says that he's a prophet of Allah. So that of gathering. So alhamdulillah, we have a gathering of mu'mineen. Please say another salawat. So I said that the subject, it is interesting for everybody. You know, when you speak about marriage and matrimonial issue, it is interesting for the youth, because they are just starting and thinking about their future. And those who already got married, for them it's interesting because now they're already suffering from that, right? And those who are being divorced, for them it's interesting that they are still thinking that they may have another chance as well. I had asked from Brother Hassan that if he can start matrimonial committee, but he's not starting. So then I said that if you cannot get married, at least you have to make this committee. Please say salawat. The reason I have chosen this subject, and especially speaking during the month of Ramadan, because we are facing in a community one of the larger challenge, that is a challenge of the marriage and also challenge of the divorce. And majority of people really, they do not know the basis of that. It's important that we need to teach our community the basic concept of that. And since last few years working in Muslim Congress, I've realized that this is one of the major challenges for our community in the West. While living in the West, they are facing this major problem. Yes, Alhamdulillah. So now we have matrimonial committee as well. Please say salawat. Yes, but can we start now about this subject? No? Please say one more salawat. Yes, we started without his permission, of course. I've chosen this subject. So, brothers and sisters, because of this challenge that we are facing, and especially teaching our youth and young generation before they decide and go towards that, it's really important. We learn through various ways. Sometimes we learn prior when we start our action. Sometimes we learn through experiments. That's as we have gone through. We have gone through experiments. So we made experiments and then we are there. But through experiments we lose a lot. But if we go through proper learning, that is why I suggested many couples, those who come to make an appointment, that if we can have a session before they like to get married. And that was really successful, alhamdulillah, until now. Since last almost 2 years, I was having those sessions. And I found that many of our youth, of course, they are not really aware, and they do not give that importance when they like to get married. And that is beginning of the foundation of Islamic society. If you like to form a society, then you have to start from the marriage, and you have to train the children and youth. And those who are already married, of course, they have some sort of hasrat in their, some sort of wish. It is said that in Urdu they say that jinhone khaya wo bhi rote, jinhone nahi khaya wo bhi rote. So this is something that everybody has a desire. That is why it is important. And establishing the family system, it's one of the most important tasks. And knowing about responsibilities from both sides is also important. So inshallah we will be covering various subjects during this time in these 15 days, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed and gave opportunity. Today, the subject that I would start, and let us start from a question. The question is that there are various subjects within religion, and especially in Islam. There are matters that are related to our belief and faith, some of the subjects that may be related to the akhlaq, and some of the subjects that may are related with fit. So when we look at matrimonial issue or marriages and divorce, where we are going to put that, in what topic, which one we think that it's related to. Is it related to our belief or faith? Is it related to our akhlaq and behavior, character? Or is it related to the fit? Which one we think that it must be, it must fall into the list of aqaid? I don't think so. It's not in the list of aqaid. Although a foundation of all our principles that is in aqaid, because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the commandments, that is why all the commandments are based on that belief, that we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not take our commandments from anywhere else. So there can be various ways to make the ruling. Once I make my ruling for myself, so that is ruling that it is not going to be possible if you start thinking that all the people, they are going to make their own ruling. Then this world will be chaotic, and there will be a chaos. People, they are going to fight with each other, and everybody will have their own rule, and we cannot have that society. It's not possible a society live with their own rules. So I make a rule that I'm going to enter anywhere I like. So that is my rule. So my way or highway. So then how this will be possible that we can compromise with one another? Making our own rules is not possible. Second way that is possible, when we like to consider making the ruling, that we give our rights in the hands of other people. That lets people decide. So some politicians, they can decide, government can decide, whatever they decide. So I have given my right in the hands of other people. So it's kind of slavery, that I do not decide. And how I know that they know my needs, how they will be able to consider my needs and necessities. Of course, they will not be able to consider many of my needs, and then we will become in the problems that we live in many countries where there is democracy. So they make some rules, then many people, they suffer from that, many people, they benefit from that. Many of them, they become really rich, and many other, they become poor. So in this capitalistic society, because ruling is the hands of the people, so people make rule for people. And there is a group of people, they are selected, and they start making the ruling for other people. They do not know what are the nations, different nations, countries, communities, how they have to determine making the ruling. Third way of making the rule can be that that has to be made by the Creator, the one who makes human being, maker of the human being, has to make the laws for human being as well. That is one of the best ways. That there is no other way that we can think within human being that is better way than maker of human being has to make the laws for human being as well. He says salawat. So second, it can be related to akhlaq or either ruling. With both of them it is related. Many of the aspects of marriage are related to akhlaq, our character, and many other they are related to ruling. All those things that are something to do, that should we do or should not do, that we have to ask from fiqh. And fiqh is going to guide us. And where we have advices, for example, what we are supposed to do, and that is related to our behavior and our moral values, that is, of course, connected with our akhlaq. So we will touch both sides during the time when I'm going to discuss about this marriage issues and matrimonial issues. I will discuss a little about akhlaq and a little bit about ahkam of the marriage as well. I've started with one of the famous verses that is recited in the sermon of Nikah as well. So let me translate that if you all say salawat. And this verse I've recited because if we like to determine that is there any special age for the marriage and how important is marriage in Islam. The first I will discuss how important is marriage in Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in this verse, Ankihul Ayama. Ayama and Aim. It is said female and girls. Ankihul Ayama Minkum. وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ. And those who are capable servants or capable people. Ibad in this verse, it is not in literally in the meaning of servant, but it is in the meaning of youth and young boys. Because one side Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the girls and young girls. Ayama is being said for the young girls when they are in the age of marriage. Ankihul ayama minkum. Make marry the female, those girls that are capable for marriage. Wassalihina min ibadikum. And second, it's been said, those as-salihin, also it's not in the literal meaning of good doers. There is possibility that there is also a meaning of that, but As-salihin, in some of the cases it's been said, salah, capability, being salih for something, being capable to get married. وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. And amongst your boys and girls, those become and capable for the marriage. وَإِن يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ. And if you are poor, يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make you self-sufficient. So I'm not sure those who already got married, they have taken this benefit as well. That if they were faqir, did you ever, you know, experience that after the marriage, your situation has changed? So you have to think about that, go back a little bit. Sometimes we really not aware of that, but those are the blessings that we take from many of the aspects. Sometimes it's been said about Hajj. The people, those who go for Hajj, they never become poor. They always, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide them, and their provision is there. These are the benefits that are being said. For the importance of marriage, this verse is really important because it commands people that you have to make your youth married. This commandment is a clear commandment that you have to make them married. Yes, there can be possibility that sometimes, you know, we do not have that means of the marriage. We think that, you know, we are in a situation, how can I get married? I do not have anything. So you can go back and think about the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. I know that it's time for the iftar that is closed, but this should not be effect of salawat. You know, please say salawat altogether. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Yes, brothers and sisters, when we look at this personality, Amir al-Mu'mineen comes to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and when he had invited Amir al-Mu'mineen, asking him that, what do you think? And Amir al-Mu'mineen got silent, and that is how Prophet, peace be upon him, determined about the marriage of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Then he asked, O Ali, do you have anything? Do you have any property? He said, I don't have anything other than this sword and shield. That is what I have. So Prophet, peace be upon him, said that these are true properties that you have. If you like to fight, of course, sword is one of the needs that you have to have it. But you don't need shield. You can go and sell that and make that in two parts. One of the parts that you have to give mahar, make the mahar. And second part, you have to go and buy some meat and make the meal ready, ghanima. So ghanima of your money. Think about this part. Sometimes we think that this is only possible for Ayman alayhi salam. It's Amir al-Mu'mineen. How I can do that? Really, sometimes we have to think that, why we can't do that? We can do that as well. Yes, it is possible for everyone. Sometimes we should think the possibility of that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, if you feel that you are poor, إِن يَكُونُ فُقَرَاءً يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And faqr can be various types of faqr. It's not only faqr of mal. There can be various types of faqr. But in this verse, it seems to be that because of the concern of people when they like to get married, is my concern faqr mali. The rest of faqr cannot be considered. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, if you are faqir, يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make you self-sufficient with His grace. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah is a provider and He is knower. He expands those provisions that when He provides. And He knows, when it's been said وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ at the end, that means He knows your needs as well. You should not consider that He does not know about your needs. Look at the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is good for our youth. Ya ma'ashara shabab. That means sometimes Prophet, peace be upon him, used to speak with the youth. He used to speak specially with the youth. Ya ma'ashar al-shabab. This is tradition of Prophet. O dear youth, O people, those who are young. Man istata'a minkum al-ba'a. If anybody amongst you can get married. So today maybe many of the youth, they are going to make argument with their parents. If anybody amongst you has istata'at, probably you have heard about istata'at of Hajj. Istita'at of Hajj is a different type of istita'at. Over there, istita'at badani, that means my body has to be ready. I should have, that means that I can go, visit and come back. I should have means that I can provide a provision to my family and children. So there are, in istita'at for Hajj, there are certain meanings. But in this hadith, Prophet, peace be upon him, says that if anybody has istita'at for the marriage, so their istita'at, of course, it's not istita'at badani, but that is with the tarina that is after that. It shows that concern of youth can be that I do not have anything at the moment. So that istita'at is being said, istita'at mali. Istita'at mali is that least mean that we can think. Like Amirul Mu'mineen, he was asked, do you have anything? And he said, I do have only this shield. I can go and sell that. If those means are there, then Prophet has said, فَلْيَنْكَحْ. They have to make nikah. They have to get married. So marriage is one of the most important commandments of Prophet. Why Prophet has said you should get married? He said, فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ. غُضُّ الْبَصَرِ, you probably heard many times, as it's been said, On the day of judgment, it will be said, Ya ayyuhan nas, ghuddu absarakum. Or for mu'mineen and mu'minat, it's been said, Yaghuddna min absarihim. Yaghuddu min absarihim. They have to bow down their gaze. When they come to Namahrim, when they see somebody who is foreign or any female that is not related to them, at that time they have to bow down their gaze. They should not look at that. Not closing the eyes. God is not closing the eyes. It's bowing down. We have not been asked that you should close your eyes because we live in society, but you can just bow down your gaze, not to look at that deeply. If you have just seen once, it has to be just once. Not once, that means you just start staring over there, that you say, I just looked once, not more than that. But it has to be a moderate looking while you are walking around. فَلْيَنْكَحْ فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ. This is good for being moderate in your sights. So nikah, it provides a benefit. One of the benefits, that is غَضُّ الْبَصَرِ. A person who gets married, then he has haya and modesty in the eyes. That provides a benefit that our lusts and desires are controlled. In order to control that, this is one of the ways to get married. وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرَجِ. That also protects the private parts. That protects our modesty. But if somebody cannot, then Prophet, peace be upon him, also spoke about the other side as well. Once we speak about one side, that nikah is one of the need, if you have istita'at. But if somebody does not have istita'at, what they need to do? So there can be people, those who are unable to get married. Not having ability, there is also, it depends on circumstances. Sometimes somebody cannot find a kuf. Another time they do not have those means. Another time they are maybe far from their houses. Their family is not close. Nobody is getting married. They do not have any Muslim over there. So there can be certain circumstances that they cannot get married. If somebody cannot get married, what is the solution for that? Islam is a comprehensive religion. And you see that beauty of the hadith of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Prophet has given solution to somebody who cannot get married, for that person as well. He said, Wamalla, if somebody does not have that istita'at, falyasum, then they have to fast. So I said today in my Friday sermon as well, one of the most important powers that we have in our body, that is power of shahwat, lust and desire. This ability of lust and desire has to be controlled. Holy month of Ramadan, and especially fasting, it gives us lots of benefit. One of the benefits, that is control of anger. That power of anger that we have in our body. It maintains, makes it balance, gives opportunity that we can humble ourselves. This humbleness is one of the benefits of fasting. But second benefit of the fasting that Prophet has added over here. If you cannot get married, marriage, it provides that you can protect your private parts, protect your modesty. But if you cannot get married, then you should fast. So that means youth, they cannot get married. At least they have to fast during once a week. Not only in holy month of Ramadan, but you should try to fast in other days as well, in order to control yourself, in order to keep a balance and maintain your abilities. Sometimes, you know, we start depending on ourselves, in ihsar, that depending upon ourselves, that is not good. That I may think that I am really very important, that I can do, I have many abilities. This depending upon ourselves is not a good idea. But depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depending on Him, relying on the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those rulings that are being said, because they are a reality, that is why youth has to try to practice that. فَلْيَصُمْ إِنْ فَإِنَّ صُمَّنَا. This fasting is for this reason, the reason of controlling the abilities and maintaining the abilities, giving a balance in the life of mankind. So you see, brothers and sisters, in our young age, one of the best ways to control our abilities is, and also protection of the faraj, is fasting. So these days Allah has provided this opportunity that we are all fasting, and you can experience, you know, experience is one of the best ways of knowledge. You don't need to go and just read the hadith. Sometimes experience yourself, think that how it helps me. How many places fasting has helped? Sometimes having a debate at home with the youth. What do you think? What were the benefits that you realized? Because after experience, when I completed my fast, there has to be experience that I can express what I have learned, what are the benefits that I really realized in my life. So we all have this experience. There are many blessings and benefits that we have through the fasting, a spiritual environment. While you're fasting, at that time you only think about, for example, sometimes reciting Quran, because your lusts are controlled. It is said that root of the sins are two abilities. Two important abilities become cause of many sins. One is the ability of your ghadab and anger, and second is the ability of shahwat. These are two abilities that become cause of the sins. And fasting actually takes out that cause, root cause. It works in the root cause of the human being. That is why it brings the people towards obedience. The people, they can be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us best of the opportunities during the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah protect us during this month. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us opportunity that we can recite Quran during this month. And if we read Quran, recite Quran, may Allah make it meaningful recitation. May Allah give us best of the warning through Quran. I will request brothers and sisters to try to come on time, as we have start programs today, and inshallah that will be continued. Sisters also have opportunity for recitation of Quran that starts from 6 o'clock, and 7 p.m. we will start reciting Quran. And those brothers and sisters can recite Quran, they should come and step forward. We should have that courage for recitation of Quran. And if there is a little bit weakness, through this recitation it is going to be removed. Try to recite and be open that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help during this month, and inshallah this is the best opportunity. Some of the brothers are going to be sitting down with you, that you can continue reciting, and this will also give us opportunity that in congregation and combined effort we will be able to complete the Quran. We will have a short lecture by Brother Hurmat Waziri about some of the rulings of Tajweed that we are starting today. And that also is going to give us opportunity that we can all be able learning about that. I will request him that if he can start with the rulings of prayer, and those important, because that is really important for our brothers and sisters, that if they can fix their errors in the prayer, and that will give them more opportunity that they can also recite Quran better. So at the moment I will request him that if he can start his lecture today, please welcome him with a loud salawat.